Well, 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 you stumbled upon our vault. We have some classic episodes here, although we did rename ourselves Two Owls, One Pod. Enjoy. Do not forget to rate and review us. Thanks for your support.
I could put you in the brig for what you've done, but I won't do it.
What the hell's going on out here?
Talking Dicks Comedy Podcast. We are the spinoff of the web series The Two Dicks. I'm Al Romas, currently at sea on the adventure of the seas. That is Al Ducharme, Studio City, California. Good afternoon, Alfred. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon there, my stranded friend. Good to see you. You're a little robotic here and there, but we'll get through that. It's good to be here. Good to be alive. Had a show last night at the Canyons in Santa Clarita, California. And it was interesting. Oh, yeah? That was interesting. The Canyons is a music venue, and they have a lot of either cover bands or impersonation bands or original bands that are like, you know, people in there.
I think they're called tribute bands. Tribute, not impersonation.
Yeah, tribute. Tribute bands. Yeah, tribute. I stand corrected, but also they have like people in their 70s that are the original band members performing. Well, people from the 80s. That were, you know, big in the 80s, and they're there now. So, and you got to try to figure out which one is. And they offered me tickets to all these concerts. As one of the managers said, "Hey, whatever concert you guys want to go to." Of course, I can't go to a bunch of them. But yes, it was kind of cool. It's a great venue, and I was very excited to be there. The Foo Fighters performed. I think they have like five or six venues in and around the area of LA County and one in Ventura County. And the Foo Fighters played there at two different venues last week. You saw Steve Smith posting about it, which one of the venues was 5 minutes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So that is pretty cool to have those guys go into a
they open for you.
They open for me. So I guess I don't know which venue they were at, but one of the venues has as much as 1,200. And I think that the one they were at was a little bit more of a intimate 500.
Yeah, I thought Steve. I think Steve said 500 or 600. So,
which is the perfect
pretty
size.
Pretty intimate.
But to have that band of that magnitude, of that level of.
Sure.
To have them in there was pretty cool for them to go in and do a couple of small. So I was pretty pumped.
How many did you have there? How many people were in your crowd?
Well, we have the 1,200 seater one. So we have the bigger Canyons. And so I get there and I get there an hour before the show because I had to deal with traffic. So I gave myself some extra time and it was like a breeze. Typical LA. I left my house at 5:15 p.m. and it can be a nightmare. It could take it's about 25 to 30 minutes away without traffic. Mm-hmm. So I padded it and I got there. There was like no traffic. It was traffic, but it wasn't bumper to bumper. And I was like, plus I was in the because I have the hybrid plug-in, I was able to go into the carpool lane.
Ooh,
privileged.
The hybrid plug-in.
So I get there, walk in, and they're not even like there's no strike from the previous. Well,
why do you
live
go in so
show?
Early? Don't you go to a diner and hang out? I go to a diner and hang out, get something to eat, coffee. I don't go to the venue early and look around like a weirdo. People sweeping. What are you doing? Hi, I'm the comedian. Hi.
I stayed in my vehicle. Listening to Sirius Satellite. I was listening to the Clippers game, listening to them lose and getting knocked out. Yeah. Well, yep. Injuries. So I guess about 6:20, I go, well, let me walk around a little bit, stretch my legs. And it's in a mall, but the venue is attached to the mall, but it's still a separate entity. And I swing the door open. And it's complete darkness. I can hear some dishes and things moving around in the back behind the bar. Clink, clank, clank. And I walk in. All the equipment is set up from the musical band they had.
Yeah. You know,
the mics, the cords. It's a wreck. I'm like, there's
you're
not
supposed to be there.
Well, I'm thinking
you're not
there's
supposed
no,
to see all this.
it's a 7 o'clock show. People are going to be coming in 10 minutes. So I wanted to get in before the people came in to check it out.
Too early. As
40 minutes before the show is not too early, son. And there's a green room.
Yeah. So, I go in 5 minutes before the show. I walk.
That's professional. That is so professional.
It is. I'm ready to go.
So I'm looking around and I can hear somebody and I'm like, hello. There's nothing happening at 7 o'clock. So I go into shit. I got to check my email. There's five or six locations. Right. Am I at the wrong location?
Yeah.
There was when they offered me the gig, there was two of them to choose from, or Gora Hills or Santa Clarita. I picked Santa Clarita. So
yeah,
I go out in the lobby. I'm going through my phone. I'm checking everything. And the booker fucked up on the address and time in a previous email. So he sent me another email, said, correction, it's this location. So I'm like, I'm at the right location. Everything's working out. And then there's like four women that are working at an adjacent bar. And they're like, hey, hi. And I'm like, okay.
Prostitutes?
They're prostitutes.
Nice.
End of story.
Nice. I loved it. I love a happy ending. Womp.
So they're like, hey, and I think they're trying to conjure up people to come in because their bar is completely empty. And then I realize it says the Canyons Pub. So it's actually a part of the Canyons, but it's a separate.
Uh-huh.
There's
the
like
drink with the hookers. That sounds like fun.
There's a 30-foot hallway. So I go ahead and I see a little tiny paper sign. It says Comedy Nights, plural. Comedy Nights. And then there's my name isn't anywhere. And there's a little flyer like on a round table. And it has all the concerts of all the fake tribute bands. And then on the very top, me, very small, like half inch. Ooh. Comedy Nights. Yeah. Al Ducharme.
With a K. Comedy Nights with a K.
So there's no one there except for these three hookers that are, working there. Yeah, and they go, hey, how's it going? And they're not saying, hey, the comedy show is over here. No. So I walk in, I see a piano, I see a foot rise, I see some speakers, and it's all set up, ready to go. I'm like, oh, but it's open. So it's like a part of the mall and echoey.
Uh-huh. Great. Oh, beautiful.
So I'm like, am I going back 25 years in my career?
Yeah.
I go, hey, you know what? We're coming out. We're coming out of the pandemic. I got to get more shows under my belt. I've had like six shows in the past 2 weeks. So, yeah. And I'm going to Vegas, as you know.
You got a big weekend. You got a big
with Bill Burr at the Cosmopolitan, which will be tonight. And they keep adding shows. It was supposed to be two shows, and now we're up to five.
Oh, ka-ching, ka-ching.
I don't know. Big weekend. I don't discuss money. I just want to go.
I do. Big money. Big money. On Bobby Bonilla Day, you're making big money.
On Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Bobby Bonilla Day.
Let me just wrap up that little story.
Yes.
We have three people
at the bar.
And three people come in. A couple. Uh-huh. And they sit off to the side. And some dude is looking in. And someone says, come on in for the comedy show. He goes, oh, what the hell? He's just at the bar alone.
Is it just you? Is there a
24 ounce beer in a can? No, it's me. It's Jeff Capri, comedian Jeff Capri, headliner, and some other guy named Clay Newman, a local guy. So,
Clay Newman.
Yeah, he was actually pretty funny. He looks like a poor man's young Seth Rogen. And Jeff Capri is Dick Capri's son. So the famous comedian from the Friars Club.
I've heard the name. I never met him.
Yeah. So who I met many years ago. But I've also, Jeff had his own club for 4 years and I worked his club a couple of times. So it's all good. And we're just like, let's just do a show, man. I don't care. So we talked to the people. We got two more guys to come in, recruited them that were walking by. And they're like, oh, what the hell?
Wow.
So we had five people, three staff members.
All right. What the fuck?
We had eight people and three comics. So we had 11 people. And we made it a comedy lab. We started working on each other's bits and giving punchlines.
Do what you got to do.
Yep. Sorry about my long-winded story.
Did you do the gut bit?
I didn't do the gut bit. I should. That would have been a son perfect. Of a bitch.
That's the lab right there. I know.
Damn it.
Nobody arguing.
It was on my phone too.
Ugh. I can't do it out here because it's. I got to do these clean shows, and I'm afraid that I'll, you know, a new bit. I'll drop the old F bomb in there somehow when it's bombing. You know what I mean?
Like that's what you do. That's the old trick.
To goose it up a little, I'll say, hey, my fucking gut. And then, you know, but I can't do that. So
that's an old trick.
And it's Bobby Bonilla day anyway. So
I just saw a chick's fanny walk by. I'm canceled.
Hey, now.
Did you see the chick's fanny walk by? She's wearing her commando camouflage pants. So maybe you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it. I'm.
Oh, she's gonna get her Kill Bill pants.
I'm potting. How's the ship? For God's sake.
Are you on? You're on the ship.
It's big. It's big. Uh-huh. It's a big ship.
Is it nice?
Al, you're still on the ship.
It's a nice. It's still here. It's nice. Pool? It's a big ship.
Huh?
No, I didn't use the pool. I'm working. I'm working. I didn't use the pool. Who is this? Get her out of here. Mental patient wandering around your house. How's the ship? Does she know it's Bobby Bonilla Day? I bet she doesn't even know what Bobby Bonilla Day is. Ask her. Bernie, I bet you don't know, for God's sake.
Do you know what Bobby Bonilla Day is? Bobby Bonilla Day is. They invented the bidet.
No, you don't know either. You don't know. I'm embarrassed right now. Do you know? You don't know. God damn it. How dare you? Don't. I'll tell you. I'll tell you what it is.
What is Bobby Bonilla Day?
Don't ask. Bonilla.
Oh, what is Bobby Bonilla Day?
Brother, I can't believe this is my pod partner.
What is Bobby Bonilla Day?
To Dick. I'll tell you.
I want to show off of my phone.
It doesn't work. Bobby Bonilla was a baseball player.
Well, we know
Mets.
That part, but we do. He played for that many teams, seven teams.
He wanted a big contract, and the Wilpons were getting money from Madoff. They were getting 8%, you know, that phony baloney 8%. So they said to Bobby, how about we defer your money and we'll pay you $1 million a year for the next, you know, 30 years. And he said, yeah. And then the Wilpons end up losing all their money, most of it. Mm-hmm. And now a new owner owns the Mets, but he still has to pay them. So every July 1st, Bobby Bonilla gets $1.9 million.
Holy shit. Every July 1st. And he's been retired for how many years?
Oh, at least probably 15 years. And
almost 20 years ago, I bet.
This goes through 2035. Yes. 2035. Every
what
so
a
it's
great
called
deal.
Bobby Bonilla Day. Bobby Bonilla Day. And the new owner, though, is a Wall Street multimillionaire. He's the guy based billions is based on. Mm-hmm. So he's having fun with it. And he said next year they're going to do something every July 1st for Bobby Bonilla Day. They're going to have some kind of thing at the stadium. You know,
he's
just
spinning
fucking
it. He's spinning it. He's well, yeah, you embrace it. If you're paying that kind of money, you
it's
make
fun.
It a. You make it interesting. And I actually did know what it was, but I didn't realize he played for that many teams.
You thought it was a Bodet. You had no clue.
My name is Bob Bodet. I'll leave a light on for you. Motel 6.
6? He should. Those light keeps the roaches away.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
That's mm-hmm. true. You reach back for that one. Mary.
You ever have the breakfast at Motel 6? Raisin bread and coffee. That's what I want at 6:30. An enema. It'll get you moving.
Okay. Wow, you're pulling them all out. You're
back in the day act.
Oh, 1990s act.
Woo! Yeah. There it is.
Can we talk about the photograph that you have as your backdrop that the people that are listening cannot see? But if they're on patreon.com/forward, the two dicks, they could see what that is.
Yes, sir. That's a still from our episode Cold Case, I believe it was. It was the Cold Case with Helen Keeney. Was that the episode title? I'm maybe wrong on that one. But
we had three episodes where we were driving the 1955 Metropolitan Nash. And that's what vehicle that is right there.
Yeah.
It's a little
I
tiny.
Think this scene, the still is where we're driving to go get some lunch. You okay there? We're driving to get some lunch at Keeney's diner. So I think we're on. You just went on the radio and told them. You just went on the radio and told them we're gonna get some lunch. So that's the background right there. Check it out on YouTube. The Two Dicks, season one.
Who played the woman dispatcher on that episode? Do you know? Do you remember who played the woman dispatcher?
The woman dispatch was that. I think that was one of your many alter egos. I think you went into full woman's clothing and you played the woman dispatcher. If I'm not 10-4.
That was my line. 10-4.
Hey, speaking of women, what do you think? Dr. Cosby's out. Did you see that coming?
I did not see that coming. That was, I thought he'd get out early. I thought he'd get out like after 5 years because
I thought he'd get out in a box. I thought he'd be in a box. I mean, the guy's
what's in the box? What's in the box? I got my pudding pop in the box. I'm going to take it out of the box. I'm going to give you the pudding pop, but I want you to drink this little drink I made for you first.
There you go. He actually got out of jail for admitting what he did, which
he
is ironic.
He admitted that he drugged he drugged a woman.
Yes.
And so they let him out there.
And because of that, he wasn't supposed to be prosecuted, so he's allowed to leave. It's great. The man admits what he did, let him out of jail.
How much did he spend on his defense? Everything. I mean, we know he's worth like $100 million, right?
It's got to be, I mean, who knows? I mean, I couldn't even put a price on it. The guy's out of jail. That's how much he paid for his defense. It's priceless,
priceless.
See me. I mean, it's
priceless. What is this? Can you look up his net worth or is that going to kick you off?
That'll kick me off, man. Let's put Cosby's net worth. $400 million. That's my guess.
$400 million is exactly right.
Whoa.
Wow. Holy so if it, God, if it cost him, that. If it cost him $25 million to get out, he still has $375 million.
And he's going to write a book. The book will be out next year about a prison and how fucked up the system is. And that'll sell. And then you have all these phony balonies who say, I'd never buy it. I'll never buy anything he does. Bullshit. They'll buy it.
I didn't read
and
into
then
it.
If he wants, he'll tour if he wants. If he wants to in a year, he'll go on. He'll do theaters.
Him and Louis C.K.
The hell? He'll do it. These fucking righteous. I would never, and no one should ever buy a ticket. Okay, they will. They'll sell tickets. He'll be back if he wants.
OJ,
an old man.
OJ got,
write a book.
OJ got money for writing the book.
If I did it,
He didn't write it. But if he wrote it, still got paid for it.
If he wrote it, he would get. Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, he's out, man. I couldn't believe that. I was looking at Twitter and he was trending and I'm like, oh, he died. That's, whatever. And then I'm like, the fuck, he's out.
I really wasn't.
He seems blind now that he's out. He seemed
very
blind in the courtroom.
Well, he's got the one eye.
He seems pretty good now.
Like, it's
I remember he was holding on to people in the courtroom and he was acting like, I can't see. And now he was outside and he seemed pretty good.
Yeah, he seemed pretty good. He was driving.
You think the wife is happy? You think she's in that mansion enjoying life and now what? He's coming home? Fuck. You think she's happy with that?
I think Camille.
She knew the whole time.
I think Camille was in cahoot. I think they have an arrangement.
So do I. Right. But you think she's happy?
Bill Clinton, Bill and Hillary, they had an arrangement.
Right. Yeah, but I'm saying, do you think she's happy? He's out of jail. That's my question.
I don't know. She's got to be a kook or a mastermind or both.
Right. But I think when you get used to something, and it's like, oh, I have the money. He's away. This is good. He was a bad guy anyway, And now it's like, I'm coming home, Camille.
Well, Camille's in her 80s as well. Is she still in her late 70s? Where is she age wise? Does she need companionship?
What am I, a fucking Cosby historian? What am I, his biographer? How do I know who she is?
Well, you alluded that you were wondering how she felt.
And I nailed $400 million, though. That was pretty good.
You have some facts that you were accurate on. So why wouldn't I?
I
prompted me to ask you a question. That's you, one of those guys. You answer the questions you know, and on the same subject, when I ask you a question and you don't know the answer, you're like, what do I look like, a fucking encyclopedia?
But I am one of those guys. You nailed
me. And you're trying to make me look dumb for asking the question.
I am one of those guys. And I'm not
Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. What are you, fucking moron, asking me a question like that?
That's like when Frank Burns goes, why'd you do that? And then Hawkeye goes, to make you look dumb. And Frank goes, I don't need your help.
I need your help.
I wonder if anyone's kept Cosby's humidor fresh. You know what I mean? 2 years. I wonder if someone's, because, you know, he's got 10,000 plus, you know, Cubans. I wonder if he's had someone, you know, I hate for the cause, even though I don't like the guy now, whatever, but I don't want him to go home and have all his sticks fraying and dried out. That would be a crime itself. So I wonder if he's had someone take care of.
Is that your only concern? Are you concerned?
That's my concern. No, that's
some maid coming in. He's like, I want you to drink this up.
I don't care. I mean, if that's her choice, if you take a drink from Bill Cosby.
If you're in Cosby's prison, presence, and you take a drink from him, that's right. Offers you deserve to have your butthole at least fingered.
Exactly. Yes. I did you see that picture for the Dodgers? He's accused now. He met this woman on Instagram, and she wrote to him and said, I want rough sex. I want to be like fucking strangled and punched. And he's like, all right. So she drove from San Diego to LA, and that happened. He choked her out. He beat the shit out of her, fucked her. And then she went home and they had these flirty messages back and forth, like everything's fine. Then she said, I want it again. She came back again. He did it again. And then she went to the hospital the next day. And now she has a lawyer. And now they want criminal charges against him. But he has all the texts. And he's like, I just did what she said, what she asked. You know, but she drove here.
Did she ask for a 7? And the first time, did she ask for a 5? And he gave her a 7. And she said, I want a 7 this time. And he gave her a 9. As far as
I don't know what that means.
Did he go?
I don't
too
know
far?
Your deviant number. Terms.
I don't know. I don't know if it's numbers or not.
I don't know how this works.
I don't know.
But so now this is Trevor Bauer. He just signed for $100 million. He won the Cy Young last year. Now, will the police arrest him, or will they be like, well, look at these texts here, lady?
Are there?
He did exactly what you asked.
But are there photos? Did he go beyond? Did she say, smack me with a leather strap? And then he took a knife and cut her butt cheek open?
Yes. Well, kind of. She claimed she was passed out. He sodomized her. And then in the morning when she came to, he was laughing. And he was like, hey, how you feeling? You feeling all right? And she hit the road, drove back to San Diego, but then sent him text messages like, hey, that was fun. I want to do it again. When can I see you? And, you know, so we'll see. But it's interesting. This is not just some scrub. This is $100 million Cy Young Award winner.
Gold guilty? Digger.
Yes. But is he guilty? I mean, he's guilty. But if is it guilt? And how does that work? And it's it'll be an interesting case. That's all I'm saying.
And again, if they can get the jury, I assume it's going to go before a jury and say, hey, I told him to tie me up and we'll have some rough sex.
If they do it, if they arrest him.
But I told him, I said, no anal, and I want to be awake the whole time.
Well, right. But will he be arrested? I mean, who knows? We don't even know if it will come to that because, you know, if you ask for something. And she drove San Diego to L.A. twice.
Yeah.
After to have drive back, what is that, 4 hours roughly? You know,
well, in traffic, yeah, it's worse than being sodomized in your sleep. That 405,
and probably not in some push button hybrid vehicle, you know, like some people drive around in. You know, she probably had a regular car, you know,
my the comforts petroleum of Ducharme costs have
on his TV money
have plummeted. Yeah. But my electric bill in my home has gone up.
Wow. You know what I mean? That's all our listeners who are very sad to hear that you're struggling with your electric bill.
I think we're at the end of this episode.
Good luck in prison.
Don't forget to review us and rate us. It really helps.
The Talking Dicks became friends at a very young age, and the rest is history.
I'm losing my mind.
Patreon.com/The Two Dicks, which is named after our web series. This is the Talking Dicks Comedy Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
What?
Done.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
We'll fix it in post, you son of a bitch.
Okay, sure.
Subscribe. Mary.
Patreon.com/forward the two dicks.
If you shoot me, you won't see a cent of that money. Why?
I think it ends on that. That's beautiful.